cover sheet, just because some things weren't on the Bari line, so I just Xeroxed whole pages, because I wasn't going to start snipping sentences. So, you'll have to make room in your house. Okay. You know, really, everything that has to do with Bitachon requires a, 40-page recovery sheet just for the Rashi Prakim. But I want to start today, I'm not with the issue of Bitachon Mishtabas. That will save for tomorrow. Just with the question of what does, not the question of should you be Mishtabas. Maybe we'll get into it, maybe we won't. But what does Bitachon mean? What are you batuach about? There seems pretty clear that, even though I haven't really found where the Rambam talks about it, but it seems pretty clear that Bitachon is a very good thing in Judaism, right? Like, look in all of Tanakh, I mean, including many psukim we said in the end of Volosion, etc., etc., right? Baruch Yisrael Yitzel Hashem, Bitzel Hashem Eliyad, Yivtuk Lechidei Shemecha, and all over Chazal. It's a davar pashut that Bitachon is a davar harotzer, is a proper need that everyone should try to achieve. Bitachon means you're sure about something, or at least seems to. Question is, what are you sure about? And everyone is perhaps familiar with the famous Chazon Ish, Makor number one, Tos no shenis nis azrecha believe rabba memusag bitachon. Says a lot of people have a mistaken idea of what bitachon means. Shem bitachon, misham shlu yinu mehulam, bikars bi yachasidim, right? This word bitachon, which is a great midah in the mouths of pious people, mistovva bemusag kov laham, and somehow the hamon am has made a big mistake, and has turned bitachon, which is a great, amazing philosophical concept, that's important for all Jews, into something silly. What silly thing have they turned it into? Anytime you meet where you're standing at a fork in the road, right? When you don't know what will happen in the future, there are two ways. One is good for you, one isn't. Right? For some reason, people think bitachon means to believe that it'll always be good. If you think it might not be good, like if someone chas v'shalom, has cancer, and they think they might not recover, that's a chisaron of bitachon. Bitachon means you're batuah that you'll get what you want. So the Chazon Ish says this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Apparently, I haven't taken a poll, but a lot of people even nowadays believe this, even after the Chazon Ish wrote this. And in a lot of modern day sforim, they try to explain that the Chazon Ish didn't really mean it, and they have Masorah from his cousin-in-law that he changed his mind, and v'chuli v'chuli. But this seems to be a mistake the Chazon Ish is very upset about. That bitachon means yiyeto, that if a guy needs money, he'll get money. That if a guy has cancer, chas v'shalom, he'll get better. Or whatever the case may be, that Hashem will come through for you. Now, why doesn't this make any sense? Anyone? Taka, I mean, it's a beautiful idea. Like, sounds like a good life to me. Not that it's so easy. Obviously, it's easy to say you have bitachon, right? To really mean it inside is a very high madriga. But why does the Chazon Ish think this doesn't make any sense?
Doesn't happen
is not a good time, because you can always say it doesn't happen to people who don't really have bitachon. But if you really have bitachon, it'll happen. Why doesn't it make sense?
Schar va'onesh, you can do something bad, something bad.
Right, because A, schar va'onesh, and B, even more so.
It ties into the hashgacha pratis discussion.
Okay, but let's assume the hashgacha pratis wherever you turn. Gedolmbay also, meaning there's a tzaddik v'ra'lo, right? We know Tanakh discusses tzaddik v'ra'lo, and Chazal discusses tzaddik v'ra'lo. It's very strange. We know there's a concept of tzaddik v'ra'lo all over Tanakh, and all over Chazal. Chazal grapples it, and you can have, Meir Shem will see, as the Gemara Menkut says one thing in tzaddik v'ra'lo, and Bracha says another thing, and Shabbos says another thing about tzaddik v'ra'lo, and, all over. Chazal have different explanations why there's tzaddik v'ra'lo, but it's pretty clear there's tzaddik v'ra'lo. What does that mean? That means that sometimes a person doesn't get what they want or think they deserve. And it's, besides the fact that, Russia Varalo is Lechor not such a philosophical Kiddush, Beinoni Varalo, Lechor is not such a philosophical Kiddush. But even Tzaddik Varalo, Chazal say, happens, right? And the Tanakh clearly has stories where it happens. So it seems like a very peculiar thing to believe that you'll always get what you want. As a matter of fact, it just seems completely nonsensical. Obviously, in some sense. And what did that tell with the Chazon Ish in the same paragraph? Beino rozu bitachon nechonish. A kolshlon is bar benevuah goral ha'asid, ain't asid machra. Because unless you have a nevuah, if you have a nevuah, that's one thing. That's called believing the Yud Gimel Ikarim. right? If a Navi says something, that's one thing, but, you know, we don't have the Vim telling us what's going to happen every day of our lives. So it's not decided yet. Can you have the Mishpat Hashem rules we talk? Who knows Hashem's Mishpatim and how he gives out, how he runs the world, right? None of us understand the way Hashem runs the world. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, according to many deists, didn't understand how Hashem runs the world. So it's pasha that you can't know that. You know, if I need money, it's pasha I can't know Hashem's going to give me the money. How do I know Hashem's cheshbonos? So that is the... It's very popular, I think, nowadays in the Velt to think what the Chazanish said is a big mistake. But it really doesn't make any sense. Before we get to what might make sense, I was trying to look around in a lot of Sfarim. I'm not familiar with every, you know, every Machshava Sefer is like too hard. Even every Rishon HaSugya maybe, you know. But every Machshava, so many different Machshava Sfarim from all over the place, and you never know where little nuggets are hidden in them. So I couldn't look through, obviously, I'm a human being, every line of every Machshava Sefer in the world. I was trying to figure out, like, did anyone ever write in a Sefer this idea that the Chazon Ish is coming Lafuke Mime? Like, I don't know, I'm sure people here know Machshava Sfarim that I don't. Maybe I know Machshava Sfarim that they don't. Does anyone actually hold this mistake that the Chazon Ish says, which Ad HaYom HaZeh Rab in the Velt belief?
I think it's a tefillah. Maybe I'm misremembering him saying that if you down hard enough or something.
Really? Okay, so you have to show me that. That seems to be against Chazal, that Ion Tefillah, etc. I found, if you just look on page 5 and 6, I thought that if you're looking at radical people who have crazy ideas about how to live your life, then the Madrega Sa'adim is a good place to start. Right, and the Navardic, we all know, right? We have stories maybe for how they did in the Navardic Yeshiva, and they had their own very, very unique derech, which is not really the mainstream of any type of velt, and they did all these targilim of bitachon, and they would like purposely get dropped off like in a field among the anti-Semites without any money, without any food, just to practice their bitachon and all kinds of other fascinating things. And they had fascinating things to practice other mitzvos also, Kayaduva. But I actually looked in the Sefer Madrega Sa'adim, there's a whole thing about bitachon. And he seemed to say this. If you look on page 5, it's a fascinating thing. He based himself really on one story in the Gemara, in Ksubas, where a guy came to Rava, and Oni came knocking on Rava's door. Rava said, what do you need to eat? He says, I want a tanagulis, ptuman, yayin, yashin, right? What do they say now? They want like filet mignon, and I don't even know the word for like expensive wine. But then expensive wine, Rava said, what are you, nuts? And the guy says, what do you mean? I've been talking to Hashem. And just that minute, Rava's long-lost sister showed up, and she brought him a gift of filet mignon and expensive wine. And he said, I see you were right from Mitachon Hashem, and here's your dinner. So the Madrega Sa'adim builds a whole philosophy on that. If you look at page 5, just what I underlined, you know, I have to read the whole thing at home. Hari lonam yizeh shekoach ha-mitachon Hashem hu kol kach chazak, the koach ha-mitachon is so strong, she'en shum dover muza v'rach nimzim menu. Nothing is impossible. All right, that nothing is impossible I can handle. Any religious person should believe nothing is impossible, right? If you're religious, then you believe in God. That means that some people say with God all things are possible. Not our kind of people, but it's true. It's a nice statement. Ad shalavotech borer b'dayto. Borer b'dayto, she'enu m'choyiv levitz chayisman. Borer avotech is borer b'dayto. He doesn't have to live a meager lifestyle. Not only is the Boteach Barer B'daito that he won't die of starvation, he's Barer B'daito, he doesn't have to live in bread and water. He can live with his hair gel. Now apparently he's just throwing in a mustard fork here. Obviously, if you just want to indulge in titus of Olam Hazeh, then it would probably be inappropriate for Baal B'tachon. But let's say this guy, for some reason, he was used to eating this food and needed to eat this food to feel comfortable. Boteach, I think that's Lashon, he's Barer B'daito, that not only you get bread and water, you'll get your lifestyle, right? If you can't live in a caravan somewhere, you know, and, you know, with just bread and peanut butter, you know, and you need, you know, a two-bedroom apartment and you need to have chicken, then if you're a boteach, borer that you'll get it. It really sounds like he's saying what the Chazon Ish is trying to be motzi mi libo shel bnei adam, that bitachon means you know you'll get what you need. And he says a few places, there's some fascinating lines which, you know, we can't go into the time constraints. He has a great line just on page Kuf Pei Vav, which is my page 6, about how someone who's bitachon doesn't have to worry that he's matzal tzmo latzibur. You know, everyone always says, this is the big thing nowadays, which hopefully we'll come back to. A lot of people, without getting into politics, but a lot of people sometimes say about other kinds of Jews that, oh, you're like throwing yourself in the tzibur and asking the tzibur to support you and you're a bunch of parasites, etc. Madrig Zander says before, he says, No. Someone who doesn't have bitachon who says, give me welfare, that's a parasite. Someone who has bitachon is relying on the tzitzit. Isn't taking any, he's taking from Hashem. What's the difference if Hashem gives him through Bituach Lumi, or Hashem gives him through this office, or Hashem gives him through, you know, something coming down from heaven? You know, if you're telling on Hashem, you're not taking anything away from the other. That's a very fascinating taina, which we'll have to come back to. But let's go to page Kuf Pei Zayin, where he talks about Chen Yiyu Eitzel Boteach. Right? He says, for a real Boteach, every situation is the same. It doesn't matter if I'm sitting here in Brus campus with an armed guard downstairs, or if I'm in the middle of Mokom Chayos Ros, or in the middle of, you know, of Ramallah, surrounded by a bunch of angry enemy soldiers. For a Boteach, it's all the same. If Hashem wants to help me, he'll help me. You know, and what's the difference? Is it hard for, what, it's harder for Hashem? Like, it's taxing Hashem's powers to save me in Ramallah, and he's only powerful enough to save me when there's a guard downstairs in Gross? No, push it. Hashem's infinite. He can do anything. He's all powerful. So, ma'chalo l'Hashem. Right? Clearly for Hashem, makes no difference. Same for me, also makes no difference when I'd be talking to Hashem. Let's look at the underlines. Ki yim says, otzmo kok an kofei zayin, kok achazek v'tchonesh yu kol tzrachim u'tachim lo. Says, all your tzrachim are u'tachim lo. It's very pashut. Everything's guaranteed. V'yatzik kol sheyachos. Whatever you want, you'll get. V'chom chomos v'azmanom. In any time and place. Bein el yehnashim, shaloi yehnashim. Whether through people or through. Other means, v'achshu levad hem and asr v'dayk l'mal min kol hasivos. And since you put yourself in your das above all cause and effect, v'otereh v'ach l'bor levadah, you only are b'tarach in Hashem. Yagil ha'ma sheyesu l'gam kishlo k'derach ha'teva. Whether, even if it has to be shlo k'derach ha'teva, it'll come to you. He seems pretty clear that Boteach means you're sure you'll get what you want. Just let me read one more underline and take David. Anyone who really puts himself above cause and effect. You'll get what you want. He's very clear. You'll get what you want. Even through far out and hidden reasons. Even in a miraculous way. Like the case that we started with. So every person can be strong in his das. And have bitachon. Well, let's be an afshim chaslema. If you just have bitachon, you'll have full menucha, you'll have svios, you'll get everything you need. The secret to getting everything you want in this world. Now, again, anyone might say it's good to have bitachon since it's a mitzvah, but he's saying more than that. If you have bitachon, you'll get everything you want. Secret to a good life. You have no problem. All you need to do is bitachon. I think he's saying what the chazan ish is coming la'afuke mine. Right, and even that Gemara, all it says is that once it worked out, right? The Gemara doesn't say it'll always work out. But maybe this guy has to make it work out for him. Right, the answer is, I don't know if you can answer these kash. I mean, that's the nature of machshava, hashkafa. He had a certain hashkafa sa'olam. He found a mukher in Chazal, and he extrapolated. I mean, why is every, you know, why does anyone find a mukher in Chazal? And I say the mukher in Chazal, and I say it only means this case, and you think it means all cases. Because in my machshava, in my hashkafa, I think it makes sense, so I find a mukher in Chazal, and if it makes sense, mistamet applies everywhere. And if in your hashkafa you think this is a chiddush, ein l'chobo el chidusha. So obviously he was coming from the presupposition, from the assumption that this is not a chiddush, this is pshat. And therefore, if you find pshat in a sugya, you extrapolate it. Obviously, other people say it's a chiddush. We'll say in l'chobo el chidusha. So I don't know if anyone else agrees with Madrega Saladam, because as we know, he was not a regular mainstream Rosh Yeshiva. He was very, 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 very unique. And, you know, that, you know, we're not going to do history now. But, I mean, he had amazing, crazy success because of his very, very unique radical shitas. I mean, unfortunately, when the Shoah came, that put an end to the success of his movement. There's a few sheets now in the garden, but not the same. Anyway,
the
name.
The visceral reaction that we all have when we hear about this type of tzitzit is basically
My visceral reaction is a halavai. Okay. I wish.
but we really think, oh, this takes away your status. This was the point of doing anything is really if you have bitachon, you'll get whatever you want. What about a weaker version of this? Type of theory where you don't think that you'll always get what you want, but you know that Hashem is always going to do what's best.
Aha, Kabbalah. Okay, so you're just one step ahead of me. I'll take Yoni. Say the next question. Madrigas Adam seems to hold what Chazanish says is crazy, and a lot of people in the belt hold, but it's very hard to defend. You know what? Let me just get back to you in a second. How do you defend the Madrigas Adam against the idea that we don't know the ways of Hashem and that there could be Tzadik Baralo and that Schar Mitzvah Sahayam Aleka, etc.? I mean, he already answered that, which is a little bit of a radical answer. What about Sadi Paralo? How can he say a Baal Bitachon always gets what he wants? Exactly. Sadik v'ralo is if you don't have enough bitachon. But bitachon, there's no ralo. There's nothing about teach ralo. You can be a tzadik v'ralo. But bitachon is better than tzidkus. I shouldn't say better, because philosophically, you know, each one has its own role. But bitachon is more effective in olam hazeh than tzidkus. And basically, he has to say this concept called koar ha-bitachon, which is much more powerful than tzidkus. Because we know there's Tzadik v'Ralo, and that's how he gets out of the Chazanish's Taina. Chazanish's, we don't know the Derech of Gemul of Skarva Onish Vashem. He says, Ein Echanami don't know Skarva Onish Vashem. But we do know that Hashem always responds to Bitachon. We don't know how Hashem gives you what you deserve. But Bitachon is not a matter of deserving. It's the Koach HaBitachon. When you're Boteach Vashem, he has to come through for you. You know, it's as if, I don't know, like I'm an Arev or something. Like I have to come through with whoever relies on me. So, he has this unique idea of Koach HaBitachon. He doesn't have to be the only one. But, and he says, with Koach HaBitachon, it's better than Tzidkus. And it always works. But that still seems very radical, A. And what will happen if you'll say, oh, this guy was Boteach and he got killed anyway? What will the Madrigal Sodom answer? He wasn't Boteach enough. And obviously, you can never disprove him. Because, you know, go prove who was Boteach. And see if he really was Boteach. And apparently, they say this is how he himself acted. You know, when the Goyim would come in and threaten to shoot him, he'd say, shoot me, it's not up to you, it's up to Hashem. And apparently it worked for a while. Anyway, that's Madrigas Adam. But before we take Yoni, let's ask the simple question of, if we assume like the Chazan Ish, and like most people, that Madrigas Adam's wrong, right? If we assume that's too radical, that's a crazy idea. So what is a more reasonable, more logical way of explaining Bitachon? Right, there's still something called Bitachon, it's in Tanakh, right? So what would Bitachon mean if it doesn't mean what the Madrigas Adam says? So, Yoni, do you want to answer that, or if you go back?
I was
just going to
ask a question on the
Madrigas Adam. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting question, because he doesn't seem to mind being so much on the nace at all. He might deal with it somewhere, but what he might say is just that ain't someone on nace means like, don't let Achila put yourself in a situation where Hashem has to do a nace. Like, don't purposely make Hashem do a nace. If you need an ace, then be somech on it. But don't, like, purposely go out and ask for an ace. He used to, you know, what he used to do with this Talmidim was a little less than that.
So redefine ace. He's not expecting things like, you know, like a huge, like, black and bold.
He says, even Shalok Derech
HaTeva.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so let's ask what else could it mean. Now, let's ask what else could it mean. Now, what else could Bitachon mean? So, Donnie's suggesting, what else could Bitachon mean? It could mean not that I know Hashem's going to give me what I want, but that I know Hashem's going to give me what he wants. Right? I know Hashem's going to give me what's best. Now, unfortunately, what's best sometimes for the guy might be not to have money, or might be not to get better from a disease, or might be not to be saved from the terrorist. We don't know what's best, you know? We just know that Kol Dav Rachmana L'Tava Avid, so for Rabbi Akiva, it worked out that within 24 hours, it was Oli Gloy Milsa, you know, in a very nice way, called over Rahman al-Tava of it. But for the rest of us, in most cases, and for Mehiv at the end of his life, it works out when you get to Olam Haba, you'll understand, you know, how everything's worth. Right, do we understand? You know, that was a nice story with the donkey and the Nair and the Tarnigal. Do we understand at the end, Sarkuis Basaro b'Masreki Barzo? No, so, and the Gemara says we don't understand that. Okay, in Olam Haba, we'll understand how everything was for the best and everything had a reason. And it's not just the stomach cold the world out there, and it's not that Hashem is being mean to us. It's all chachma. But we don't necessarily know if I'll get, I don't know if I'll get what I want. I just know that I'll get what Hashem wants. And what Hashem wants is not arbitrary or mean, chas v'shalom, it's for the best. So one possibility is to say that I'm sure that what will happen is for the best in Hashem's plan, even though it might not be what I mean. You know, another thing that is a little funny, the chutzpah to tell Hashem what to do, right? You can always tell Hashem what to do if you're a Baal Bitachon. Well, it doesn't matter what Hashem wants. I'm telling Hashem what to do. Say, no, you can't tell Hashem what to do. Hashem's smarter than you. You think you want to have a chicken tonight, And Hashem knows it's better for the world for you to have a moldy crust of bread tonight. But whatever happens will be for the best. Any other options is what Bitachon means. And then Bitachon means, again, why do people like the Madrigal Sodom's version more? By the way, whose version is this that Donnie's saying? This is the Kazanish himself. Why does everyone like the Madrigal Sodom politically? Why is it better to tell people the Madrigal Sodom's version than the Kazanish's version? Because, you know, it might not inspire people. People have to be on a Madrega. The Stam masses in the street who just want a nice life, if you tell them, no, be really, really frum, Bitachon means that it'll be the best in Hashem's plan, they might not be so frum, right? Only the like real intellectuals and Bali Madrega will understand that. Madrega Sa'adam is Gevalik, tell everyone to have Bitachon, and who would say no? So politically, you're much better off saying Madrega Sa'adam, but politics doesn't necessarily tell you what's emes. Any other possibilities as to what Bitachon might mean?
Believe that it's Madrigal Sodom, it's possible that I'll get whatever I want.
That's Bitachon? That's intellectual honesty. Any atheist knows that, sophisticated, I'm not talking about some you know, atheist who's in the middle of a big drunken party wearing a toga somewhere, but any intellectual atheist knows that anything's possible. Possible, I think, is a little, just think everything's possible. You know, you don't have to be about Bitachon, you know? Just, but you're almost right.
What's going on is really the best for me right now.
The difference in Nanu Kazanish is very subtle, because obviously what's best for the world is best, and, you know.
For the Rishon and Boom, don't assume that Hashem micromanages everything. Could one suggest that the top of this means that I have confidence that the system Hashem gave me is what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm currently controlling and doing the best possible thing I can do. And I currently have no idea if this is going to turn out for the best for me or for Hashem's plan, but I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and that's what I'm talking about.
You're confident that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. It's a little hard. L'chor Bitachon, l'chor Pashup Shot means Bitachon, I can see it, but it's a little dachuk. Okay, let me show you how what Rav Lichtenstein would do with this sugya. Right? I mean, I never heard him discuss this sugya, although he did write an article about it. What he does in Alum this year. How do you know what the other options are? You specify exactly what the Madrega Sa'adam is holding, if you do it very carefully, and then you see, like, if you deny any of these premises, then there are other options. What does Madrega Sa'adam think? He thinks, I'm sure that I will get what I want, right? Now, you have to add one thing. Where does Madrega Sa'adam think you will get what you want? In which world? Right. In, let's just use English, this world. Really, I think he's making three assumptions. There are three other possibilities in Bitachon, depending on which of these assumptions you deny. You could say, and, I mean, coincidentally, they're all on this Makor sheet. You could say that it means that, Bitachon means that I'm sure that I'll get what Hashem thinks is best in his plan in this world. Or you could say that Bitachon means that I'm sure I will be rewarded in Olam Haba. Again, without getting into politics, you know, if I was a politician nowadays and I wanted people to be very frum, I would probably stick to Madrigal Sa'adam because, yeah, if I tell people, you have Bitachon, just be frum, you'll be rewarded in Olam Haba, then all the intellectuals and people on a proper Madriga will listen, but the masses on the street might not. Or the last possibility, which is, I'm not sure. Okay, but Daniel says, it's not that I'm sure Hashem will come through for me. It's that it's possible. Possible is very weak. What's in between sure and possible?
Likely.
Likely is not a mita. Confident is sure. How about I hope? You know, they say hope and pray. That's two different lines in the Rav Rambam and Rambam. I hope that Hashem will give me what I want. Maybe we'll see. There's a little trouble with this. Bitachon doesn't mean I'm sure. Bitachon means like I look and I hope that Hashem will come through for me, even though I'm not sure. You know, like Bitachon, like sometimes a guy could have Bitachon to a certain person to come through for them. Doesn't mean you're sure, because the guy's only boss of a dog. You'd be an idiot to be sure. But it means you really like, put your hope in this guy. Now, obviously, better put your hope in Hashem. But let's see the Makoros. Okay, ready for the Makoros? Let's see the Makoros. Chazanish continuing to want to in and be talking about Amon She'ein Mikra Ba'olam. I should have added one fourth. Okay. B'chol Nastav Hashem's Kobach Chaz Mi'it Yuspar. What does B'tochen really mean, Yoni? They are certainly not mutually exclusive. We'll see, for example, Rabbein Yonah says 3 and 4, and Rabbein Rambam says 2 and 4. So they're certainly not mutually exclusive. And even though the Chazanish only says 1, he might agree with the other ones, just that's not what he's talking about now. You know, like, he might say, I agree with the other ones too, just that I would use a different word. So for sure they're not mutually exclusive. Correct. Correct. I mean, I'll be pashtus. At least, right, correct. Now, like, for example, 3 is Lachora, one of the Yud-Gimel Ikarim. So, everyone agreed. The question just is that B'tochen. So, B'tochen means that there's no coincidence, everything comes from Hashem. Kasher Adam Nifkash B'mikar Shalfi, a noshable and Sfuri Lov Sakana Midarchi, a Tevel Lifko Mitivas Olam. When a person meets in nature with a situation where, according to nature, it's very dangerous in Darkei Teva, and you should be very afraid. And he might be weak and forget that happenstance, nature doesn't control us. Nothing stops Hashem from making something which will circumvent all the other causes. Right? However dangerous it is, Hashem has ultimate power. You have a vlog of, so what's bitachon? Bitachon doesn't mean I'm in the middle of a lion's den, right? They throw me in the zoo into the hungry tigers, or I'm in the middle of Ramallah surrounded by a bunch of enemy soldiers, or v'chuli, and I'm like, for sure Hashem will save me. No, bitachon means for the Chazanish it's still very hard. That I'm sure that from Hashem's perspective, it's no harder for him to save me now than to save me when I'm lying in my bed at home with the door locked. It's all up to Hashem. And being stoic in this time, and to remember the truth, that nothing's coincidence, that everything's from Hashem, that takes away your fear. And actually, you know Hashem will save you. Because you know it's all in the hands of Hashem, it's all for a reason, Hashem's in control. You know it's not like, oh no, like, I got into this situation, I had bad luck, I had this, I had that, now I'm in trouble. You know, it's all from Hashem. If you're in trouble, that's what Hashem wants in His divine plan. And that gives you omets, right? Bitachon is a midah. How do you have omets to, you know, not just I believe anything's possible. How do you really believe in being saved? Madrigas Adam says you believe you will be saved. Chazanish says, no, you believe it's all up to Hashem, and it's all in His hands, and it doesn't matter the hishtadlos, the teva, the odds. There are no odds. Chazanish says there's no odds. There's only two possibilities. Hashem says yes, Hashem says no. It's not more likely to be good than bad. That's what Tov means. There's no odds. Everything is 50-50. If Hashem wants yes, if Hashem doesn't want no. It's still a pretty high madrigue. And part of B'tochen is to remember this emunah, even when you see how you might suffer, should know that nothing's a mikra. There is no mikra. Everything's a shkacha pratis. Etc. And then he says, "The end." Gam ilo shal tzolsha she tivas me yadlo shtalmim shanashe tzolvoteach. Says obviously about bitachon is an afkamina for what you do, because instead of having shtalos by running to this sar or that sar or this guy to ask you to beg them to help you, you do tshuva and tefila and turn to Hashem. But for the chazanish, bitachon means that it's still a high madrega. Recognizing there's no, doesn't make a difference what the derech hateva is. It doesn't make a difference how good your shtadlos is. It doesn't make a difference how good your luck is. Everything's from Hashem, and everything's 50-50. Hashem can go one way or the other, and whatever happens is for the good. That's still a pretty high madrega, and it gives people a lot of courage to face difficult parts of life. Just a more realistic courage than the madrega saw Adam. I have courage to face any tzara because I know everything's from Hashem. And that Hashem can do whatever He wants. I know everything's from Hashem. That's what we talking about, that everything's from Hashem. But not that I know what the answer will be. I just know that it's from Hashem, and therefore I can accept it.
So, according to Hazanish, if you have a tzaddik b'ralla, how do you know
when it is, I guess, the amount of bitachon and when it is a discussion to
fight. No, he never says that the amount of bitachon will change things. He's not Madrigas Hadam. A tzaddik v'ralo is because Hashem wants the ralo for that tzaddik. Hashem wants that tzaddik to suffer. Why? We're not smart enough to understand why. And what the bitachon of that tzaddik? The bitachon of that tzaddik has to be that whatever happens, it's all up to Hashem. He shouldn't be afraid. You can never be afraid. It's all up to Hashem. Hashem's doing everything for a reason. What to be afraid of? Now again, I might, chas v'shalom, have terrible things happen to me. But I'm not afraid because everything's from Hashem and whatever He wants will happen.
You still have to assume, if you're that person, that it's not just I'm inside that you can, this is Hashem's plan. You still have to assume that there is something you did wrong and I have to change things.
It could be that you have to take mussar when bad things happen. Correct, but then you do tshuva, and then you still don't know if Hashem will save you or not, because you don't know if it was mussar, if it was part of the divine plan. And you try.
You can't just rejoice the fact that you're going through sorrows now, and I'm rejoicing.
No, he doesn't say rejoice. Obviously, you hope to be saved. He doesn't say rejoice. Obviously, you hope to be saved. You want to be saved. You're not happy with the sorrows because you want Hashem to cure them. But you don't know if Hashem will or not. That's up to Hashem. No, a tzaddik, you're right. But Rambam and Rambam adds a little. He doesn't say a tzaddik has to enjoy suffering as much as he enjoys pleasure. He just says that a tzaddik has to always know that it's up to Hashem. Hashem could save him any minute. Right? And that's where you get the courage. Hashem could save you any minute. And it's not hard for him. There's no such thing as hard for Hashem. Hashem could always save me. And that's a very high madrigal. We'll see. Rav Rambam Rambam says a little more so. According to the Chazon Ish, he doesn't say exactly when a shtadlo comes in. One of the things we'll have to figure out, but I mean, that's the problem is all these topics are big topics if you actually want to understand anything, is where Hishtablus comes in. The Chazon Ish talks about it a little, and everyone else talks about it a lot. Okay, we can't go too long here, so we'll have to break. We'll continue with these Makoros, either just leave them with Simi, or bring them back next time. And next time, maybe we'll go through some of the Makoros here and figure out exactly what they think Bitachon means. Exactly what they think Bitachon means. Actually, there is a fifth there, which is a little cheap, but we'll see that next time. Bookbinder.
Everyone can bring a Makor from the Madrigas to Adam, but because Bitachon is more powerful than Tzidkus. The Tzidkus, of course, is a Tzadik, they get what they deserve. But being that they're a Tzadik, they get good things. But what they have for Hashem, Chesed is a venom. They even get Chesed things you don't deserve.
Okay, we'll have to come back to that in Mir Tzashem next time, which is going to be like, if you do have Bitachon, you know, we'll come back to that next time. Okay, Mir Tzashem, we will continue next time.
I always understood that maybe Rasim said in the Torah, we might in Shabbos begin with Tova.